everyone. Welcome to Gyno World Podcast. This is Dr. Sunita Pawar, obstetrician and gynecologist from Birth and Beyond Clinic, HSR Layout, Bangalore. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to discuss about why should women take HPV vaccine, or in other words, how important is HPV vaccine? So please keep listening to this podcast episode till end. First, let me tell you that cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer in women worldwide. And if you talk about India, it is the second most common cancer in women. So let us understand what is cervical cancer all about. Cervical cancer is the type of cancer that develops in the cells of the lower part of the uterus, that is the cervix. It is primarily the sexually transmitted virus caused by the chronic infection with human papilloma virus, that is the HPV virus. Sometimes the HPV also causes genital warts in both men and women. HPV can cause infection of the genitals, penis, anus, mouth or throat during oral sex or intercourse. In India, awareness of cervical cancer is very low, especially in rural areas. Women often do not openly discuss issues like sex or their symptoms due to shyness. Due to lack of attention, this virus later becomes cancer. So, wondering how can cervical cancer be prevented? The answer is HPV vaccine. Cervical cancer, that is HPV vaccine, is available at affordable rates. However, one thing we have to notice, that you have to remember that this vaccine can only work to prevent HPV vaccine. So every woman should get the HPV vaccine, but it should be taken before first sexual activity. So usually we tell girls between 9 to 45 years can take cervical vaccine, but it is better to have between 12 to 13 years. If you are taking below 13s, you need to take 2 doses of cervical cancer vaccine. If you are taking after 13 years of age, we need to give 3 doses of cervical cancer vaccine. Another way, if you can early diagnose the cervical cancer, is by the Pap test. That is a Pap smear test. This test we advise, once you are sexually active, you do the Pap smear test after 1 year and then repeat every yearly for first 3 years. If all reports are normal, then you can do it every 3 yearly. So that's all for the day. In case you have concern or query, you can always consult us and get answer to your question. Also, for free resources and material, head over to www.drsunitapawar.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode. Thank you so much for listening, and it's me, Dr. Sunita Pawar, signing off.